Today, stable coins in the spotlight. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, Wealth Analytics Posts, covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. I wanted to discuss today the recent discussions about stablecoins. This is part of the cryptocurrency debate, which has been raging for some time. And essentially, it's a tussle between cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin that have no central control or regulation, cryptocurrencies controlled by the central banks, which are still evolving, if but slowly, and now the discussions around stablecoin, which are essentially cryptocurrencies but backed by some sort of assets or basket of currencies. So we're going to start by looking at a recent Reuters article, which was headlined, "The G20 kicks off debate to regulate stablecoins in hit to Facebook's Libra." And it says that the group of 20 financial leaders on Friday agreed to set strict regulations on cryptocurrencies such as Facebook's Libra, warning that instances of such stable coins should not be allowed until various global risks they pose have been addressed. The agreement came after a G7 working group warned that when launched on a wide scale, stable coins, which are digital currencies, usually backed by traditional money and other assets, could threaten the world's monetary system and financial stability. Finance chiefs of the G20 major economies agreed that while stable coins would have potential benefits for financial innovation, they give rise to a set of serious public policy and regulatory risks. And such risks, including in particular those relating to money laundering, illicit finance, and consumer and investor protection, need to be evaluated and appropriately addressed before these projects can commence operation, the G20 finance leaders said in a statement issued after their meeting. The Bank of Japan governor, Kuroda, said that the G20 will kick off debate on how to regulate stable coins based on proposals it receives from standard settings bodies like the Financial Stability Board and the Financial Action Task Force. The FSB and the FATF are expected to report their findings on stable coins to the G20 next year, and that reduces the chance Facebook will meet its goal of rolling out Libra in 2020. And the article went on to say, policymakers have expressed concerns over various risks stablecoins pose. Until they are addressed, stablecoins should not be issued. That was something agreed by the G20 members, Kuroda said in the news conference hosted by Japan, which chaired this year's G20 gatherings. And the G20 has also asked the International Monetary Fund to examine the economic implications, including monetary sovereignty issues, according to the group's press release. Some emerging countries have concerns on what could happen if stable coins backed by a huge customer base became widely used globally, said Kuroda, who was among the global finance leaders gathered in Washington this week for the IMF and World Bank falls meetings. But this is not just a problem for emerging economies. It could have broader impact on monetary policy and financial stability, he said. The G20 agreement underscored concerns among global policymakers about stablecoins such as Libra, which suffered a defection of a quarter of its original members that had initially backed the project. German Finance Minister Olaf Scholz on Friday redoubled his criticism of Libra, saying creation of a new world currency should be prevented. We now know that both the G7 and G20 are quite cautious about stablecoins, a Japanese Minister of Finance official who attended the G20 talks told reporters. Personally, I feel that such strong concerns held by policymakers may have been among reasons why some companies decided to pull out of the Libra project, the official said. And while setting regulations on stablecoins, policymakers will also debate ways to make existing cross-border settlement and payment systems more efficient, Kuroda said. So that's a pretty important stake in the ground. And it's worth listening to somebody very close to the Libra project to explain what went on with regard to the number of large companies who dropped out.
Founding members of the Libra Association met for their first council meeting, 21 members formally signing on. Those included Andreessen Horowitz, Uber, Lyft, Spotify, and Coinbase. But a number of big founding member names also pulled out in the past week. Those include eBay, Visa, PayPal, and Stripe. And joining us right now to talk about all of it and where this is headed, David Marcus, co-creator of Libra and the head of Calibra at Facebook. David, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Really just want to understand more than anything else, this has been what looked like a tough week, given some of the companies that have dropped out, yet at the same time, you did have your first meeting to establish all of this. What does it mean?
Well, I believe that it wasn't, you know, a tough week. I would have rather have all of these companies come with us. And like I said before, I felt that it was great for them to want to join and explore, in parts disrupting themselves all the way up until that point. But I also understand and respect that they have shareholders, employees, and stakeholders that they have to respond to. And it was probably the responsible thing at that point in time, given the pressure that they were under, to focus on that. And now we have an association that's 21 members strong. We have a board that's voted in. And since 2 days ago, we finally have an association that has a proper governance structure that will enable us to go address all of the concerns that were raised by a number of regulators and stakeholders around the world. So I think it's a lot of progress this week. And yes, you know, of course, it wasn't great to have all of these companies leave last week. But at the same time, again, I appreciate the fact that they wanted to try to join in the first place and spend all of that time with us.
So he's arguing that there's nothing to see here and that the project is still intact. But nevertheless, the G7 and G20 messages seem pretty clear to me. And you might well ask, well, what was the document that prompted this reaction? And the answer to that was a document released by the Bank for International Settlement. And this document was entitled the G7 Working Group on Stablecoins, Investigating the Impact of Global Stablecoins. And it was released this month, October 2019. And I think it's worth going through the summary of this report, because it started out by saying that technological innovation is transforming the provision of financial services and products. Yeah, we can agree with that. Payment services in particular have seen significant change in recent years through the introduction of new payment methods, platforms, and interfaces. In fact, an increasing number of countries have payment systems that provide inexpensive and near-instant domestic payments. However, challenges in current payment services remain. Above all, cross-border payments remain slow, expensive, and opaque, especially for retail payments such as remittances. Moreover, there are 1.7 billion people globally who are unbanked or underserved with respect to financial services. Given the innovative potential of the underlying technology, crypto assets were originally envisioned to address some of these challenges. However, to date, they have suffered from a number of limitations, not least severe price volatility. Thus, crypto assets have served as a highly speculative asset class for certain investors and those engaged in illicit activities rather than as a means to make payments. Stablecoins have many of the features of crypto assets, but seek to stabilize the price of the coin by linking its value to that of a pool of assets. Therefore, stablecoins might be more capable of serving as a means of payment and store of value, and they could potentially contribute to the development of global payment arrangements that are faster, cheaper, and more inclusive than present arrangements. That said, stablecoins are just one of the many initiatives that seek to address existing challenges in the payment system, and being a nascent technology, they are largely untested. Yet, these potential benefits can only be realized if significant risks are addressed. Stablecoins, regardless of size, pose legal, regulatory, and oversight challenges and risks related to legal certainty, sound governance, including the investment rules of the stability mechanism, money laundering, terrorist financing and other forms of illicit finance, safety, efficiency and integrity of payment systems, cybersecurity and operational resilience, market integrity, data privacy protection and portability, customer and investor protection, and tax compliance. Moreover, stable coins that reach global scale could pose challenge and risks to monetary policy, financial stability, the international monetary system, and fair competition. Private sector entities that design stable coin arrangements are expected to address a wide array of legal, regulatory, and oversight challenges and risks. In particular, such arrangements will need to adhere to necessary standards and requirements to comply with the relevant laws and regulations of the various jurisdictions in which they will operate. And they will also need to incorporate sound governance and appropriate end-to-end risk management practices to address risks before they materialize. The G7 believes that no global stablecoin project should begin operation until the legal, regulatory, and oversight challenges and risks outlined above are adequately addressed through appropriate designs and by adhering to regulation that is clear and proportionate to the risks. That said, depending on the unique design and details of each stablecoin arrangement, approvals may be contingent on additional regulatory requirements and adherence to core public policy goals. Some risks are amplified, and new risks might arise if adoption is global in nature. Stablecoin initiatives built on an existing large and/or cross-border customer base may have the potential to scale rapidly to achieve a global or other substantial footprint. These are referred to as global stablecoins or GSCs. GSCs could have significant adverse effects both domestically and internationally on the transmission of monetary policy, as well as financial stability, in addition to cross-jurisdictional efforts to combat money laundering and terrorist financing. They could also have implications for the international monetary system more generally, including currency substitution, and could therefore pose challenges to monetary sovereignty. GSCs also raise concerns about fair competition and antitrust policy, including in relation to payment data. These risks, which are of a systemic nature, merit careful monitoring and further study. Both benefits and risks of GSCs may affect some countries more than others, depending on the state of development of their existing financial and payment systems, the stability of their currencies, and their level of financial inclusion, among other factors. For stablecoin developers, a sound legal basis in all relevant jurisdictions, in particular legal clarity on the nature of the claim to all participants in the stablecoin ecosystem, such as coin holders and issuers, is an absolute prerequisite. Ambiguous rights and obligations could make the stablecoin arrangement vulnerable to loss of confidence and unacceptable risk, especially in a payment system of potentially global importance. Whether value stabilization relies on market mechanisms, such as the existence of an active network of resellers, or a commitment by the issuer to redeem at a given price, it should be demonstrated that such arrangements will achieve their objectives at all times and for all customers. The governance structure of the arrangement, as well as the investment rules of the stability mechanism, must be fully specified and understood by participants. Public authorities must coordinate across agencies, sectors, and jurisdictions to support responsible innovation in payments while ensuring a globally consistent response to mitigating risks. So there you have it. Basically, that report says before much progress can be made with regard to Libra or any of the other stable coins, considerable work has to be done. And I suspect that this is just another step along the way, insofar that I personally think that we're going to end up with central bank digital currencies rather than a new stable coin-based crypto system, because that is easy to control and it can be linked more closely with monetary policy. And by the way, it also is consistent with digitalization of financial services and currencies more generally already underway. But the point I want to leave you with today is that anybody who thinks that Libra is going to emerge quickly to scale, I think are kidding themselves, judging by the regulatory frameworks that are being discussed here and by the intent of the G7. Watch this space. This is going to get interesting. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.